Shackled and wearing a blue prison uniform, Ghislaine Maxwell heard her fate from a judge at the end of a nearly four-hour sentencing that saw several of her alleged victims give statements, sometimes looking directly at Maxwell. One was Sarah Ransom, who broke down in tears in court and said she twice tried to commit suicide after being victimized by Maxwell. After the sentencing, she told me she was pleased.
I'm feeling pretty amazing, okay? I'm feeling great. But there is, you know, this is a six-year journey for me. Incredible highs, some really, really, really deep lows for me.
Maxwell briefly spoke in court, saying she was sorry for the pain her victims felt, but she did not take responsibility for the crimes.
What was going through your head when you heard Ghislaine speak in court?
Ghislaine lacks soul. For me, they were just words. But they were words that I never thought I would ever hear, is saying I'm sorry.
Lawyers for the victims were satisfied with the outcome.
Today showed us that individuals can be held accountable irrespective of power and privilege.
Maxwell, the daughter of a British newspaper magnate, was once part of an elite global social circle that included some of the world's most powerful people. But at her month-long trial last December, prosecutors said she also facilitated the trafficking of women, some as young as 14, to be sexually abused by her longtime partner, Jeffrey Epstein, and allegedly other rich men. Epstein was arrested and charged in July 2019, but was found dead in his jail cell a month later.
Before delivering her sentence, the judge said Maxwell's crimes were heinous and predatory, and said she deserves a strong sentence, partially because of her lack of remorse. Ghislaine Maxwell is 60 years old. If she serves her entire sentence, that means she wouldn't be released until she's 80. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, New York.